I'll put up some PPL if you deserve to hear. Today's date is 04/17/2025. Dictation is for Timothy Mitchell. Mitchell spells M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Timothy spells T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 11/30/1975. This is a 49-year-old gentleman here to establish primary care, period. Patient stated he recently migrated from Florida and does not have a primary care provider. However, he states that he did establish care for his low T at a testosterone clinic where he says he's receiving approximately 26 milligrams of testosterone injection weekly, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, low T. Mild obesity. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, social history. He endorses alcohol use. He denies tobacco or drug use. Next paragraph, medication, testosterone. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert-oriented, mildly obese gentleman. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 132/89. Pulse 65. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2, period. Back to review of systems. Patient indicated that he has a history of recurrent herpes and would like to have medication on hand just in the event he has an outbreak at home, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal, next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period, next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non tendon, no organ, amygdala, no rebung, no guarding, period, next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period, next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1, recruit herpes outbreak. Assessment number 2 is low T. He's being followed from by an outside entity. Assessment number 3 is physical examination. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, we did the following EKG. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm, no acute injuries demonstrated, no ST segment elevation, no ST segment depression, no Q waves present, period. Rate is regular rate and rhythm. Next paragraph. Outside a patient, we did ultrasound to assess patient's organ system, namely his prostate. He's taken high dosage of testosterone, and this could impact testosterone, and this could impact PSA anatomy. Ultrasound was done to assess his liver, kidneys, his vascular systems. Ultrasound study was unremarkable. Next paragraph. Labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, PSA, TSH, T3, T4. Testosterone. Patient was given the following medication. Lisaclavir, 800 milligrams. You will take one pill TID for 7 days in case in event he has an outbreak. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He indicated that he has an appointment with his testosterone clinic today, and he will discuss any changes they want to make. Just in event we would like to manage his testosterone deficiency status. However, I encourage this patient to continue his current management with that clinic as his high dosage of testosterone use appears concerning, and patients indicated that he does not want to reduce the amount he's taking right now. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.